Tio, my classmate. You know what? Tio was always provocative, you know? He's always been a provocative dude, you know what I mean? He played out here, he rapped. I mean, he deserved it. I deserve it. You know, I could show it out. He's showing out in his way. But that's his moment, whatever he chooses to do as a man. I celebrate him, man. I mean, it's all about, did he do it? He did it on another level. Now, he might not be reflexive in a lot of ways that a lot of people like, but, you know, he a grown man now. He plus 40. He do it his own way. And but I salute him, you know what I mean? I was, when we played them, whenever we played San Francisco, or whenever we played him at receiver, I knew we had our hands full. You know, I did. I ain't not gonna joke. When I was like, and I hate to say this, when I knew we was putting Rondé on T.O., I knew it was gonna be some work. You know what I mean? So I salute T.O., man. He doing it his own way. He always done it his own way. And you had to know he gonna make a splash, especially after they kind of blackballed him. You know what I mean? They blackballed him some years, so this is his way of saying, you know, I'm going to just keep it the same way. And one thing I'm going to say about the whole thing that I will say is that at least he didn't lie. He said he was going to do it. He said this before. He said it didn't. He went on First Take and Undisputed and all that, and he said it didn't really matter to him in terms of what the writers or what people thought. So he kind of, he's staying with that. So kudos to him. At least he's one person that's being real in this day and age when everybody being fake. All right.
Thank you.